Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Homer Hegabrayer. All the time that I was going around at different places and I was listening to how people talk, they are making fun from our Pennsylvania Dutch way of how we say things. And this is something that sometimes gets under my skin, and I thought that if I would get a chance that I sometime could make a record from this, that I would make a record and make the people straightened out, you know, from how we talk. Now, not everybody, I want you to know, not everybody talks dumb, like, you know, just because they're Dutch. Now, everybody that has different ways of saying things, they say it because maybe they are Dutch or they're such Italian people or Irish, this mock nicks out. If you have whatever you are, that's how you talk some. Now, the Dutch people, when they make the words around from Dutch to English, they make the words English, but they make them kind of hindways in front, you know. That's, it's like they make the cart before the horse. In Dutch, we say, "Gaat die trap aan nuf." Now, when we change this around in English, then we say, "Go the steps up," and that's dumb. See? Well, we don't all talk, you know, some talk worse yet than I don't have so much of the accent, but some worse yet than I, they talk. And I was, when they had the big war, that was World War number two, I traveled around pretty much in other parts from the country, and I got to know a whole lot of people, you know, and how they say things. And they think, now down south, you go down south once, here they talk, we had such a sergeant in the army. And he talked so slow, this guy. We was marching one day on 5 acres, this parade ground, you know, we were on this, it's 5 acres long, and this poor guy, for this one word, they say halt. He had to say this in the middle of the field so we could stop when we got at the end. That's how slow he talked. But I say something else. I was down south. Yeah, I won't say what town because, you know, that sometimes they don't like when you say that. But I was down south at one town where they had such pretty girls. Oh, these equals. Oh, they had Shana Vibes like that. And I was down there. And all of these girls are the most beautiful ever. And they talk slow too, you know. And here I got to know these gals, and one thing that I appreciate much from them, if you ask them for a kiss, it takes them so long to say, no, it's too late. Yeah, this is true. Well, anyhow, what? Now, I just wonder, I just would like, for the people that are out there, I just would like to give a little bit of an idea. One day it was here in Emmaus, you know where Emmaus, Pennsylvania is, they made that Emmaus now, but that's Emmaus for real with the Dutch people. There was a man walked down the street and he was all spiffied up. He was dressed up with a new suit and a new hat and all this. And his buddy came down the street and didn't even hardly know him. When he saw him, he said, "I, Elmer, good morning," he said, "but you look effervescent." Yeah, like that. And Elmer looked back and he said, "Why?" He said, "Did you ever see me when I ever wasn't?" And I tell you something too, about with our Dutch people. They, when they have something to say, it takes them a long time to start, but when they start, they say it quick, you know, and then that's it. One day, this happened at a store. There was a lady, she was a very, an elderly lady. She walked in the store, and you could tell that, well, she was looking for something she couldn't find. And she walked over at the clerk, and she said, "Where's your wash house?" Now, some even do better than that. There was this other lady. She didn't waste any time. She wasn't embarrassed. She just walked in the store and she said, "I came in to go out. Where is it?" Oh, you see? That's how it works. Wherever you go, the different people. Now, I know, when I was a little boy, we lived over here, this is at Greenewalds, Pennsylvania. We lived there, and not far from our house, there was a fellow who had a farm. Now, he did not have no tractor. He didn't have a machine. Everything he did was with the horses, you know. Then one day, his wife said, "Now, look, tomorrow go in town and get a new suit so I can go to church with you once, you know." So he said to the horse, "Okay, Herman," that was the horse's name, He got him in the buggy and he said, get up, Herman, we go in town and we buy a new outfit. So glip, clap, hutz, come activation, he drove the road down to town. And when he got in town, he bought a new suit and a new hat and he put this all on the buggy seat. Then he drove home, glip, clap, Herman, he said, we go home and surprise Mum. And it was a hot summer day on a warm Florida. He drove the road out, glip, clap, glip, clap, glip, clap. And while the horse was trotting along and the perspiration, you know, from the sun was making him sweating like this here, the mud, the dust came up and he had to stop once and he said, whoa, Herman, now wait, before I put on a new suit, I take a bath. So he took all his clothes off, he went in the creek for a bath. He took a bath when he came from out the water, he went over at the wagon and you know somebody stole all the clothing. He didn't have no clothing at all. He not even a new suit, he didn't even have a wash lumber, you know, it's nothing. And it didn't bother him, he got up on the buggy seat and he said, get up, Herman, we go home and surprise Mom anyhow. Yeah, man. What I tell you, lots of times, now I'm telling you, and this is a fact, we have these guys that come from the big town. Maybe they come here from Philadelphia or Chicago or someplace and they think that all the Dutch people are dumb. Well, we have a guy what's at our store at home and he was behind the counter and such a couple sharp, as they call him, came in there one day and they walked over and they said, hey, we would like to have change for an $18 bill. And he looked at him, he didn't say nothing. He said, well, he said, how do you want it? In 2 9s or 3 6s? Well, you know, lots of things happen with our Pennsylvania Dutch people. Now, some people say that we make around here, we don't make this here corn liquor like they make down south in the mountains, but around here, the people say we make Abelchak. Now, Abelchak is something that, well, a lot of the Pennsylvania Dutch people like, and there was this one fella, he likes Abelchak pretty much more than the other people like Abelchak, see you. He is all the time walking down the street, you know, and it shows that he had a little bit too much. And the minister one day stopped him and said, now, he said, I want to tell you something. You come with me up here on the hill. And it was getting dark already, but they went up on the hill and he sat down on the bank and he said, now, you look down there along the creek. That's the Abelchak still. Now, just look at all those windows with the lights burning down there. Think how many people are down there making Abelchak. Do you think you could make all the Abelchak that they are making? Yeah, well, he said, I don't know if I could drink all the Abelchak they're making, but I sure got them working nights. And you know, with our Pennsylvania Dutch people around here, we have lots of things we could be proud of. There's like, for instance, the one-room schoolhouses and the little Sunday school. Now, there's a little Sunday school I know where the men got together one time and they didn't have much money in the treasury. They were going to spend money to buy something and they didn't know what they needed most first. And they sat there in the kitchen, they had a meeting, and one time they were arguing, and then the little guy in the back of the room stood up, he said, hey, now hold it once, I want to say something. All night long we were fighting from this business of a chandelier. Now may I say something once, in our church we don't even have anybody knows how to say chandelier. And he said, if we get a chandelier, we don't even have anybody to play a chandelier. And he said, actually, what we need is a new light. There was a story about the man. Now, these are all things that happen for sure around here. The story about the man who didn't like cats. Oh, he hated cats something awful. But his wife, she liked cats. And she had such a little calico cat. Oh, that's one shame of it. And one day, this cat wasn't around no more. And she didn't have no rest until he would call up the radio station and that he would get the cat back. She said, now you call up and make them make such a pronouncement on the radio that we get the cat back. And he called up the radio announcer and said, I give $100 reward for this calico cat that we lost out near Chapman, Pennsylvania. And the pronouncer said, $100 reward? That must be a prize-winning cat. No, he said, it's just an ordinary calico cat. Well, he said, when somebody brings him back, are you sure you give him the $100 reward? He said, they won't bring him back, I drowned him. When we walk down the street in our hometown, there are a whole lot of things we can hear funny just by listening. Now, believe me or not, just by listening, you don't even have to have nobody what they call such choke riders. You don't need them. Just listen. One time there was a man at 7th and Hamilton Street. He came from Missouri over here. And he had one of them ways of saying things too. And then he was standing there and there was the man with the lunch kettle. And he walked over to the man with the lunch kettle and said, pardon me, he said, but I do believe that all of the people in this Lehigh Valley are very church-minded people. And the man with the lunch kettle said, yeah, he said, well, what makes you say that then? Well, he said, now you look over there, there's a bus, and on the front it says Bethlehem. And he said, over here's another bus, and on there it says Nazareth. And he said, now you look over there, there's another bus, it says Egypt. And the fellow with the lunch kettle said, wait, yet just 2 minutes, we have one for Hellertown. So, but I think the best one, this was about Christmas time that the lady walked in the store. She went in the store here in Allentown. She had the little red-headed boy by the hand. She walked over to the clerk and she said, pardon me, she said, but I want such a necktie what has initials on. And the clerk didn't understand. He said, what did you say? Why, she said, I want such a necktie what has initials on, whatever the ABCs are for the names. They have such a one. Oh, he said, you mean a monogram tie. Well, she said, whatever that is, that's what I want. He said, what initial would you like? Why, she said, the letter R. So he went back and looked in the ties and he couldn't find one with the letter R. And he said, I'm sorry, lady, but we don't have one with the R on it. She looked at the little boy and said, see, Arthur, that's what I said. Come on. There you go. Well. There was a couple. You talk about how we do things. Now, the Pennsylvania Dutch people, they are real sincere people always. There was this couple that, when they were just little kids, they lived neighbors. They went to school together. Then they got married. They were only married about 4 years, I believe it was, and the fellow was killed in an automobile accident. Well, the wife, she just couldn't stand this no more. She didn't know what to do. She was so lonesome. She built a bungalow next at the cemetery where the man was buried. Every night when she went to bed, she would pull up the window shade, look out the window at the grave where the man was buried, and she said, oh, John, since we were kids, we were together. Now I'm so alone. Good night, John. And she pulled the shade down and go to bed. When she got up in the morning, she pulled the shade up and said, good morning, John. It's a beautiful day, but it's so lonesome without you, and would go to work. Well, after a while, she didn't have enough money to make the house go and pay the mortgage, and she found another man. Then she got married. And that night was the first night in the bungalow. She stood at the window and she pulled up the shade and looked out at the grave again and said, Chun, I don't know if this was right, but I needed the money. And she said, I gotta have some help. And she looked out the window and she said, Chun, I miss you so much. Good night now. And she pulled the shade down and went to bed. The next morning when she woke up, she went over to the window at the bungalow, pulled up the shade and looked at the grave and she said, Chun, good morning, Chun. Oh, by the way.